let's go back and look at the first moments of the biggest free agent names.
A flashback, if you will. A flashback. I like it.
A Back to the Future style flashback. Exactly. Right. So let's look. We got to, of course, start at Peyton Manning.
The sheriff.
The sheriff. Peyton, the atmosphere in the room when he signed, it was electric. Sometimes these press conferences can last a long time. This one clocks in at 31:12 total time. I know you're a big proponent of suits and patterns. What do you think of Peyton's suit?
Oh, strong. You knew that his game was going to be strong for this day. Big day. Mr. B suit. Oh, my gosh. Look at that tie. It's beautiful.
Love the tie. Do you go pinstripes here, pocket squares?
Well, Peyton went pinstripe, right. You know, so that's sort of a little more of that sharp eight. I just made a huge decision. Look,
he's a patterns guy. We saw a lot of patterns with him.
Power suit. I like it. I like it. John's tie is awesome too. The stripe pattern.
Let's go to his best bite of the press conference.
Okay.
But in the end, I felt the Broncos were just a great fit. I've always had a great deal of respect for John Elway. He is one of the best quarterbacks to ever play, and his knowledge and respect for the game is evident in everything that he does.
So we heard about it from Peyton. John Elway played a big role, obviously, not only in getting the deal done, but also the recruiting factor. With guys like Peyton, and this year the Broncos are going to go through a similar free agent process with the quarterback. How big of a process is that with John, getting the guys in the room face to face?
Oh, well, I think it was huge. I mean, remember when Peyton was going around, he was making all these stops and everybody, it was like the Beatles were landing somewhere, you know, they're like, what's going on? Is he going to meet with John Harbaugh? Is he going to meet with Pete Carroll in Seattle? There's all this like sort of hysteria.
Meetings at the airport.
Exactly, yeah. But I think that the one thing that John did was he didn't put any pressure on Peyton. It was very relaxed, and that speaks to John's personality. I mean, we've been around John. He's just a cool guy. John played his entire career here, and Peyton was just coming off the whole thing with the Colts and his injury. And so, like, I think there was a certain level of, hey, I can relate to you. And, I mean, he's John Elway. I talked to Ian Rappaport at the Combine, and he was like, dude, when you're just around John, you're like, this is John Elway. You know, this is a cool dude, and he's got this aura of sort of a superstar around him, and I think that appeals to free agents.
Another big factor is that he won Super Bowl titles in the twilight of his career, something that Peyton obviously came here to do, managed to pull it off in 2015.
Oh, his 4 years here, I mean, gosh, three times number one seed, the other time just the number two seed, never played in wild card weekend, that's pretty cool. Two Super Bowl appearances, an MVP performance. I mean, his four-year stretch here is probably the best four-year stretch in Broncos history.
We're going to go now to predicting the future, a bite that really times out well as far as seeing what happens after this press conference.
Our goal, rather, has always been to win Super Bowls. And Peyton gives us a chance to win another world championship. I'm thrilled that he has decided to become a Denver Bronco. This is a great day for me, personally, and for our organization, our city, and our fans.
One thing people forget when Peyton signed was it was uncertain what kind of Peyton Manning you were getting because he had been out the entire previous year. You didn't know how he was going to respond with surgery. To take a chance on Peyton Manning, like Mr. Bowen did, shows incredible foresight into what kind of player, just the vision for what this could be and what this could end up as, and another reason why he's a Hall of Fame owner.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, the dedication to winning. You know, the one thing about the Broncos is they're always going to do whatever it takes to win. You know, the bottom line doesn't necessarily always matter. It's more about let's put the best product on the field. And you saw when Peyton came here, I mean, he, right off the bat, that 2012 season, they reeled off all those wins. They were probably the best team in the NFL that year. And then, you know, Peyton followed that up with an MVP season. And then, of course, he won the Super Bowl, riding off into the sunset, Super Bowl 50.
Single season touchdown mark.
Oh, yeah, and all the records.
All the records.
Thomas with the touchdown, and there's the record.
So it worked out.
I think it worked out well. That was probably a good signing, I think.
All right, well, we will be back as far as the free agents go with another free agent flashback. This time, it's a guy who Peyton threw the ball to. He called it wide receiver heaven. I think you can probably figure out who we're talking about.